Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and rock god Rick Maxa.
Welcome back. Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with rock god Rick Maxa. We're live at El Cajon Ford in beautiful El Cajon. It's a beautiful morning here. We got a great crowd, and they have the marathon going on. You just heard from Paul Dark talking about all the deals. This is the weekend to buy a Ford car or truck. And boy, oh boy, are we giving away a lot of stuff here today, right, Rick?
You're not kidding. I wish you, if you're listening on the phone, I wish you could be here at El Cajon Ford right now just to see when you look at all the great people that came to hang out with us this morning. I mean, everybody's got so much stuff because we're giving away so many goodies during the breaks, but tons of great giveaways. We got Rapallo, Williamson, killer stuff from AFTCO. We got a bunch of great Padres gear from the guys here at El Cajon Ford to give away. Just lots and lots of great stuff. Those are all free giveaways during the breaks. Just come on up, get a free raffle ticket from the Cowboy or from Tommy P. And we'll get you all dialed in there. Also, our callers giving away great prize pack to anybody that gives us a call on the phones this morning at either 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Every single caller is going to be eligible to win a half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing. It includes a tackle rental if you need it. And then, when you do get down here to El Cajon Ford, see the Cowboy, see Tommy, let him know that you want to step up to the microphone and ask a question, because we have got a really cool prize. For everybody that steps up to the microphone, they're going to be eligible to win the brand new Maui Jim Dorado frame sunglasses. This is the Piahi frame, which is back to that's the frame that I'm wearing as well. I really like that Piahi. It's a tall lens. It's got good wraparound. It's a really good fisherman-friendly pair of glasses. That new Dorado frame is a very cool look, and it's got that great Maui Jim bronze HCL lens. I know we heard Benny Florentino saying that's his favorite lens. I love it, too.
I got it on right now.
Yeah,
it's a great new frame.
Yeah, very, very cool pair of glasses. And, again, everybody that steps up to the microphone to ask a question is going to be winning of that. Don't forget, too, in full swing, we got our casting contest going on right now. Ryan and Dave are very busy getting the casting contest rolling. Lots of great casters up there. Casting contest giving away some great prizes there, too. First, second, and third place, you're going to have your choice at either a brand-new AFTCO fiberglass gaff, great gaff, a brand-new Shimano rod, or a very special bonus prize, thanks to Jack and our buddy Mark there, a very cool Accurate Piranha plier set. You're going to get the very high-end Accurate Piranha pliers, a custom sheath to go with them, a custom lanyard so you don't forget them like I probably do if I had such a nice pair of glasses, pair of pliers. You don't want to lose those. So a very cool prize pack. That's for everybody in the casting contest. And don't forget, the winner of the casting contest is going to become one of the eight qualifiers for our major grand prize. All eight qualifiers will be drawn today. We've got six already. Pete read them off earlier. One is going to be from a random draw just for showing up, and the winner of the casting contest is going to be willing to win that awesome grand prize, which, again, is a trip for one to go out to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. It includes 3 days, 4 nights lodging, all your meals, all your transfers, and that fantastic Kingfisher Charters fish processing, including a round-trip ticket on Alaska Airlines from San Diego to Sitka. We're going to draw the qualifiers at the end of the show today. Of course, you do have to be present if you're going to be drawn as one of those qualifiers. And then the big winner is going to be drawn tomorrow morning on Let's Talk Hookup. Cannot wait for that, man.
All the big winners will be drawn in. We have Mark Rayer from Genren Sport Fishing. We have Jack Nielsen from the deckhand of Genren, and he also sometimes works for Accurate, too, once in a while there. Great to have you guys here at El Cajon Ford. A lot of fun. Talking great fishing in the East Cape, talking great fishing here in Southern California. So let's talk some fishing in the Catch Report.
You got it, man. It's time for the Catch Report today. It's sponsored in part by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products that work. If you want to end connection failures, you need the Sato Crimp Kit. It's a must-have piece of gear for your next fishing trip to catch everything from school-sized tuna to record-sized tuna, with all brass fast crimps and other features is better than ever. It's the favorite connection method aboard the Royal Star, the Royal Polaris, the American Angler, and most of the other top boats. And if you haven't already, you should make it your preferred connector from Spectra to Mono or Spectra to Fluorocarbon. You can get it at selected tackle stores like Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the Longfin, or at SatoCrimpAndWinder.com. And let's start off our catch port a little north of here. We're going to go all the way up to Whaler's Cove. Talk to our good buddy John's on the line. Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning. I got to tell you, this week has been very interesting. We're still getting lots of big halibut on my boat. I had a 200-pounder, a 145, a 135. There was a 258 yesterday. The day before yesterday, there were several 100-plus pounders, and it's been just phenomenal. We also had a 31.5-pound king that was chrome bright, and we're getting coho. But the big story here, of course, is fresh water. This is the last week of the season. We've got lots of people going up to several of our freshwater systems nearby and catching numerous coho and cutthroat and dolly varden, not only on the fly but on spin gear. So it's just been phenomenal. And we're getting ready for next year, 2016, booking up fast.
Awesome, boy. I know certainly great fishing going on up there. It's been a fantastic season for you guys, John. I know I'm super excited
to come check out
Whaler's Cove next year in 2016. And, you know, I've been hearing so many great reports, man. I just can't wait to go check out the Whaler's Cove experience.
Yeah. Coming for the three. Ricky's going to come for the 3-day. I'm going to come for the 4-day. We have that 7-day block. And I want to remind you that thanks to the generosity of Whaler's Cove people there, they are going to extend our group only till the 18th of this month. 2015 prices. The prices are going to go up about $150. So if you want the 2015 prices on our 2016 Whaler's Cove Lodge, you need to call prior to the 18th of this month. And how do we find you, John?
Well, you can go to whalerscovelodge.com, whalerscovelodge.com. You could also call us at 1-800-423-3123. That's 1-800-423-3123. And our season is mid-June until about mid-September. So you can kind of pick, go to the website, pick what you want to target. If you want to target kings or if you want mostly coho, of course, halibut are always here. Or if you want more freshwater come toward the end, we've got a few dates open next year. We're booking up really fast. I'd say we're probably 75% booked already. So you need to get on the website and give us a call so that you can get in here next year.
Get on it. And I know, John, your season's wrapping up. Are you going to be around next week?
Next Saturday is our last catamaran out. I will be on that going home. I've got one more week of fishing, but I'll give you a call next Saturday.
Okay. All right. Your last day out. I'll bet you're looking forward to getting home. Thanks a lot, John, from Whaler's Cove, and we'll talk to you next Saturday for the wrap-up.
All right. A little farther south now, we're going to talk to our man, our private boater buddy, who's got that great fishdope.com report. Captain Mark Wish is on the line. What's up, Mark?
Hey, good morning, Ricky and Pete, Mark, Jack. Hey, guys, let me tell you, what a week to wrap up the official summer season and lead us into September and what's going to be an incredible Labor Day weekend with good weather and fantastic fishing. Man, that's all you can ask for, guys. This week, I mean, the amount of great fish stories I heard, I think, has to be a record. But yesterday, one of the all-time classics is our good friend Captain Dave Hansen. He called in about a little after 9 o'clock. And, you know, Dave is normally pretty frisky, but he was so fired up. They had gone out of Dana Point, dropped the jigs in, went very few amount of feet, had a triple jig strike, threw some bait, the water turned brown, and they just loaded up on that nice gray yellowfin tuna that he's been catching. Jeez. Just like 6 off of Dana. It's just crazy. He sent me pictures. It's just a beautiful grade of fish. And then knowing Dave, you know, he's like all fired up to be able to go catch calico bass and yellowtail for the rest of his trip there. But there's just a huge area of that yellowfin in that warm strip of water along the beach there. Been pretty darn good fishing for the guys. A lot of skipjack in there too now. So that's all getting interesting. But talk about along the beach. So Danny from Fish Dope just called me just a few minutes ago with some really interesting news. The Ventura Oxnard boats that's been fishing along the beach, those big yellows up above Point Doom yesterday, we're looking at schools that bigger grade yellowfin tuna, like 50 to 100 pounders jumping around way up there. So that's a huge spread of fish, getting really interesting. A lot of times that stuff will settle in there below the islands. Back in the other El Ninos, we've had some amazing yellowfin fishing up there on big ones. So looking like that's all setting up there. Shifting gears in the tuna mode a little bit here. Those bluefin are also biting. They're a little more outside. They like that cooler water. some of that stuff's below Clemente, some around the Macro Bank there, some outside the Farnsworth Bank at Catalina. Been some good fishing up on the Osborne and around Santa Barbara Island. And then some nice schools scattered along the backside of San Clemente area. There's a big area. It stretches all the way from about even with the 9 down to about Seal Cove from, you know, and some of it's in way tight. They're like 50 fathoms out, a couple, two or three miles. But big area of fish, scattered fish in there. Long drifts are working. The guys, you know, private boats are slow trolling and doing okay. But, you know, those bluefins are stealthy. They like that 30 and 40-pound fluorocarbon with a 1-0 or 2-0 Mutu hook. And most of that fish is like 25 to 40, 45, beautiful grade of fish. But there are some big ones in there, like 75 to 100. So some of that stuff makes the scene. You might want to keep some of that 50 and 60-pound stuff around. They've also been biting the jigs pretty well. It's been darn good fishing. But collectively, you know, there's just too much to talk about. But this past week, we've had some smaller big-eye tunas caught, kind of the first of those. And, you know, just so much of that bluefin and yellowfin in multiple locations, fantastic yellowtail fishing all up and down the coast. Striped marlin been biting up, you know, kind of the west of Catalina from the boot to the 17 and above the weather buoy and even farther up. And then all that Dorado in front of San Diego and below San Diego. The first Wahoo was caught last weekend officially, 52 pounds, I think. And a 400-pound blue marlin speared with some other scene this past week. I think, guys, honestly, it's about as good as it gets. Time to go fishing.
It's as good as it gets. You keep saying that every week, and it keeps getting better. So the only way to keep – there's so much fish around, such a spread of fish. The only way to keep track of it is at fishdope.com. Guys like Mark and Dave report daily on what's going on. You can save $20 on a new membership. Fishdope.com, you got to have it. Whether you're going on a sport boat, private boat, you want to know what to go on, where to go, fishdope.com. Hook up now is the code, lowercase, one word. And how do we find you, Mark?
Pete, we're on a corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger and Huntington Beach. Phone number is 714-840-4262. The website, pacificedgetackle.com. We are leaving a little early today, guys. I'm going to the Angel game tonight, and then I'm going to kick boof and tunas for tomorrow, so.
Good for you, Mark. All right. Have fun, Mark. Appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next Saturday.
I think it is getting better and better, Pete.
Okay.
All right. Let's head on down to San Diego now, over to C4 Sport Fishing, and talk to our buddy Mark Oss. Mark Oss, what's going on at C4th?
No, you know, as uninteresting as it sounds, pretty much the same thing we've seen the last couple weeks here. Very good fishing all around there. The half days catching yellowtail, bonito, barracuda, calico bass. What you'd expect.
Marlin.
Good summertime year. Yeah, I'm sure, you know. Why not? You know, marlin, hammerheads, everything on there. The three-quarter day, still fishing offshore there, looking for yellowfin, dorado, skipjacks, and yellowtail coming in there. So this is the same fishing we've been seeing for a few weeks now. It's been great fishing. Those overnight trips, again, similar to three-quarter day, a little more consistent numbers on there with yellowfin, dorado, skipjack, yellowtail. All the stuff we've been seeing, just great fishing. And we talk about it so much. Like I said, there's really not much to elaborate about at this point. You know, if you haven't gone out yet this year, now's your chance. Get out there. Maybe not this weekend. We're pretty full up for the holiday weekend here. But after this, a lot of people go back to school. Vacations start ending. But the fishing certainly does not. So there's plenty of fishing left. If any other normal year's indication, we should have good fishing for a month or so here, 2 months maybe. If it's this El Nino year we're talking about, who knows? We may be still catching this in January or February. We'll have to wait and see what happens there. But very good fishing all around. Check the website, seaforthlanding.com. Have our full schedule up there for the half day, the three-quarter day, those overnights. Some of those boats are running two days, longer trips also, so check that out. You can always call us at the office, 619-224-3383. And, I mean, not much more to say. Come out here, go fishing.
That's it. One more. What more can you say? Great weather, great fishing, and the boats are catching fish. Marcos, appreciate a great report as always. We'll look forward to talking to you next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, well, that's going to wrap up the catch report today. Again, sponsored in part by Gamakatsu Hooks, Japan's leading fish hook that sets the standard for quality and innovation, strength, and durability. The local tuna and dorado and yellowtail fishing, it's all happening right now, and you should make that Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hook your go-to hook. It has the strength and durability as well as the right design that makes it easy for you to hook your bait and put your fish on the deck. Get Gamakatsu Nautilus hooks at your favorite tackle store.
All right, Mike Mason. You're up on Let's Talk Hookup here live at El Cajon Ford. Mike, thanks for coming
down.
What's up, Mike?
Great to
good
see
morning.
You. Thanks
my,
for coming
My
down.
Question is, we're going down to the ranch next week. And,
nice.
I know Mark was talking about tackle and stuff, and we're just kind of wondering, you know, is it going to be light tackle with all the small fish, or as are we going to be catching any big tuna or
Mark,
20, 30
what's going on
tuna?
In these
what's
caves? You kind of have the opportunity for both.
Okay.
So, close to home, really short boat ride, 15 minutes, 20-minute ride, smaller tuna. You can use lighter gear, I'd say 25, 30-pound test.
Oh, that's good.
You need fluorocarbon. You should have fluorocarbon liter, 25-pound, 30-pound fluorocarbon.
Yeah, that's good.
If you want bigger grade tuna, it's a longer run. They're running a little south of Fraley's. It's probably an hour and 45-minute run to get there, but you're looking at 40-plus grade tuna.
Okay.
So you need a little bit heavier. You need a little bit heavier grade, have a little bit heavier tackle to do that stuff.
And, okay, well, we all have accurate reels, so we're...
Jack, you just made a friend.
Yeah, we get about 15 of them, so...
Thank you.
Between all of us.
That's good.
But and then we're going to be using pongas down off the ranch there. And is that within the ponga range?
Yes,
hour
it
and
is.
A half?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
It's right along the
shoreline.
Especially
from the ranch, right?
Yeah, well, the ranch is actually the closest hotel to them.
Sure.
I mean, you're going south from the ranch, so you've got a little bit of a head start there. And you basically run on the shoreline. The bigger grade fish down by Fraley's is only maybe three-quarters of a mile offshore on a high spot there.
Okay, so that's where we're going.
So, you know, it's not that big of a deal. It's a little bit long of a boat ride, but...
we don't care.
Good grade of fish.
Yeah, but the weather's beautiful this time of the year.
Well,
it's
and
nice.
That's the same area where you have a really good shot at wahoo, too.
Ah!
Oh, we're going there.
That's where the wahoo are.
That's where we're
happening.
Going.
All right. Very good. Well,
right,
thanks. Good luck.
Good luck.
Thanks a lot for coming down to Elko and Ford. Hector from Vista. Hector, are you still around? Hector, come on up to... The mic here. You're next up on Let's Talk Hookup Live at El Cajon Ford here with the one and only Jack Nielsen and the one and only Mark Rayer from Gen Ren Sport Fishing. Always a pleasure having you guys on.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
We went over to I took one of those boats over to Mexico, and they didn't make us take a passport with us, and I thought you had to use a passport when you went over to Mexican waters. Is there like a limit, mileage or a limit, how far you can go out without having to have the passport over there in Mexico?
12 miles.
Right. That's it. As long as you're outside of 12 miles from any landmass, then you do not have to have your passport. If you're within 12 miles, that's when you have to have it.
So if you're out of 12 miles, is it like international waters or something like that?
Yeah, basically, if once you're outside that line, there's no visa or passport required. You still have to have an ID, and you still have to have a Mexican fishing license. But if you're offshore fishing this tuna that's beyond 12 miles off the beach, you do not have to have a passport.
Within 12 miles is considered territorial waters, that's why they require the visa as well as the passport. Now, when you go down to the East Cape, Mark, what do you need?
Well, to get there, you already have to have your passport and your visa.
Yeah.
Fly and driving, whatever it is. So basically, you just have to get a fishing license.
Yeah.
And you can get that from any of the resorts. We're authorized to sell them also.
Oh, you are?
Yeah. So we sell a lot of fishing licenses.
So once you get there, you can just buy the fishing license from Gen Ren Sport Fishing and go.
Yes. And it's 15.
Or any of the resorts.
Any of the resorts. 15 a day, 30 a week, 40 a month, 50 a year. The year license is absolutely the best bargain if you're going to fish more than once in Mexico over a period of time. And the good deal about it is that you can print it as many times as you want. When I sell them, I'll send you a PDF of your license. You can keep it in your file. If you're going to go fishing again, you lose your license. You can print it out over again. I've had guys call me from other destinations. I had a panic call from Puerto Vallarta a while back. Guy said, I can't find my license. I don't know what happened. I just emailed him a copy of it. Boom, he's in business again. So
wow, there you
so
go.
If you go out past 12 miles, you don't even need a California license or whatever.
You need a Mexican fishing license.
You need a Mexican
fishing permit.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
And likely a lot of the boats are fishing both sides, so it's always good to bring your California license along too. So thanks for coming down to Elko and Ford.
Guys.
Good luck on the water.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including a big block of your phone calls. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup right here on the Mighty 1090. Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
If you've heard the advice Scott Sherman from Fifth Avenue Insurance has given anglers over the past couple of years, you know there is much more to your boat insurance than just a low rate. Well, Fifth Avenue Insurance can not only find you the lowest rates on your boat insurance, they also make sure the coverage you get meets all your needs. What if you had an accident with the boat and found out you didn't have proper coverage? Well, that just won't happen when you insure with Fifth Avenue Insurance. Call them for advice on your current boat policy or any of your insurance needs. Fifth Avenue Insurance, 619-640-3130, or check the number 5, THAVEINS.com.
It's time for our Power Pro 60-second seminar on your next fishing trip to get the Power Pro advantage. And today on our Shimano casting contest, we have the Power Pro advantage. And the cool thing about Power Pro is putting it on a spinning reel. If you're fishing mono on a spinning reel, man, get it off of there and put Power Pro on there because you're going to pretty much eliminate line twists.
Yeah, no more line twists. Obviously, spinning reel, you have lesser capacity than conventional reel. You throw that skinny diameter Power Pro, you bump the line capacity back up on the reel, you get rid of your line twist, you've got very easy casting line. I mean, if anything, Power Pro is the perfect choice for your spinner.
Yeah, so if you have a spinning reel, again, Power Pro, whatever size line you need. I usually like to use the 50 on my, the 8,000 size, the 6,000 size. And then put a little short top shop of Seaguard fluorocarbon. You're ready to go. Power Pro at your favorite tackle store. Check out PowerPro.com.
Sport fishing, not just for dad anymore. At Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, kids fish free every Sunday. Free half-day fishing trip and clinic free for kids 12 and under every Sunday at Dana Wharf. Join the Dana Wharf Kids Club and get over $100 of really cool stuff like 2 free fishing trips, a free whale watch trip, and more. Dana Wharf, everyone's favorite since 1971. Click DanaWharf.com or visit them in the Dana Point Harbor, the bass capital of the West, and only minutes from the 5 Freeway in Orange County. DanaWharf.com, where kids fish free.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar of the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled, deep-diving, aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Again, live here at El Cajon Ford, having a great time at one of my favorite spots. Like we said, there's nothing Nothing like a rad dealership that really gets the fishermen, and these guys really, really do. This is the most fisherman-friendly, supporting guys around. They're just awesome guys to work with. And if you're in the market for a new Ford car or truck, this is the spot and this is the weekend.
This is the weekend. The sell-a-thon, the Labor Day sell-a-thon, there is no better time to buy than during their sell-a-thons, and they only do it three times a year. This is one of those three times right now. So if you're in the market, better get on.
It's on.
Yeah, let's go ahead and jump into those phones. We're talking with Mark Rayer and Jack Nielsen from Genren Sport Fishing in Baja's East Cape, ready to get down there for our 21st annual Palmisto Cortez Fall Spectacular. I mean, as good as the fishing is here, Mark and Jack, I can't wait to get down there because it's just such a great experience. It's a totally different deal than fishing up here.
Totally
it's,
different.
It's fishing in paradise.
The beer's colder.
And it tastes better. It just does.
It's just, you can see the stars at night.
Yeah.
The environment is better. You're right on the beach.
Yeah.
It doesn't get any better than that. You have your own boat down there. You're not competing with other anglers.
Yeah.
You can have a say in the decision.
Yeah.
You know, I was just talking to somebody about, are we going to fish the smaller yellowfin? Are we going to fish the bigger grade yellowfin? Well, it's your boat. You can
you tell me, you do whatever you want.
When you get on a party boat, you're going where the boat goes.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you go back to Palmas de Cortez or Rancho Leonero, and you sit by the pool, have a cold cerveza or a great margarita, and it's just I'm making you thirsty, aren't I?
Our language, Jack.
Right?
You ever see the big Clydesdale Wishart's Pond?
Yeah. There we are. Yeah. And here's the thing about the East Cape too, is it's so easy to get to.
It is.
Daily flights, multiple daily flights from San Diego, Ontario, from Orange County, from LAX. I mean, you can get there from anywhere,
easy.
Right? And it's easy. Alaska Airlines has two flights, I know, a day out of San Diego. They have a flight out of Orange County. They have flights out of L.A. Yeah. I mean, all over the place.
Yeah,
you can get
and it's
there.
Incredible airfare right now. Also,
really,
really
good
is,
airfare.
Yeah.
Really, really competitive airfare. So come on down. Join us. Get on down there. If you can't join us for our Palmas trip, prime time in the East Cape is like now through October, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, great time of the year.
Well, the phones are packed, dude. Let's jump right back into them. Wayne in Long Beach, you're up next here on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Wayne.
Good morning, guys.
How are we doing, Wayne?
Very good. Hey, I just want to say that anybody who's considering going down to East Cape and fishing with Mark, you guys are going to have a wonderful time. What a great operation. Great gear. Jack's got some good gear down there. The Acro guys, CalStar rods. Hey, the crews are very professional. They work hard for you. And the beer is very cold.
Very nice. Hey, Wayne, is this a $5 commercial or a $25 one you're doing for us now?
I'll tell you what, Jack. You got some of the best equipment in the business. Mark's got some of the best boats in the fleet down
there.
Thank you. John Ireland at Rancho Leonero, he's got a great thing, too. And I've had the pleasure to go down there and catch some quality fish and nothing but professional guys. I love it.
Hey, Wayne, awesome. Are you going to come fish with us in October for Pete's tournament?
Well, I tell you what, it's Kelly's 50th birthday, so I got to make a decision.
Ah.
Oh, bring her down.
Yeah,
what a perfect way to
easy
spend
decision.
Your
50th.
Yeah, that's an easy
no,
one.
No, she comes
happy
down
birthday.
With us in May.
Well, I tell you what, I'm going to flip the coin. I think I'm going to lose on this one, but I
think. Wayne, that decision's already made.
It's going to be a great time, and like I said, the beer is cold.
There you go. Well, nice to hear from you, Wayne. Sorry we're going to miss you at our tournament, but you know what? We'll have fun without you.
We'll have one in your honor.
Yeah. There you go. All
right.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, I want to remind you, 1 week from today, the Longfin and Orange is having their big customer appreciation sale. It is a giant sale.
Yeah,
it is.
Everything is on sale. Everything is on sale. So you want to check that out. That's next Saturday at the Longfin in Orange. So that's a good time.
Absolutely nobody does a tackle sale like those guys do at the Longfin. I mean, it is crazy.
And Accurate will be there.
You're going to be there?
Not Accurate.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You're going to be
in
the East
Cape. Boys.
The boys will be there.
I have to go work down on East Cape.
Yeah, yeah, okay. I got you.
Field research.
Yeah.
But the people really know about the gear will be there.
Will be there. Okay, very good. That's next Saturday at the Longfin in Orange. All right, Wayne from Point Loma. Wayne, thanks for coming out to El Cajon Ford this morning. What a great crowd for our final San Diego County Ford deal.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning, Wayne.
So I went down in July again to the Florida Keys for my annual Ernest Hemingway look-alike contest and fished the keys and had the big gray beard, and I got up on stage for the contest, and the judges said, excuse me, you've made a mistake. This is an Ernest Hemingway look-alike, not Jack Nielsen. So I went home to the motel that night and shaved.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
I said, I'm not walking around with Key West looking
like that. Yeah, no. You don't want to do that.
How many guys came up and wanted to know if you're going to pay off your bills yet?
Yeah, right. We told you you're not allowed in here anymore, Jack.
But for what it's worth, I did catch a nice Dorado 3 weeks ago offshore with an accurate reel I got on this show years ago.
Sorry, guys.
Hey, that's cool. Right.
That's it.
Well, thanks for coming to Elk on Ford. Rodrigo from Pacific Beach. Rodrigo, thanks for coming down to Elk on Ford this morning. Nice to see you.
Yeah, what's up, Bill?
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
I have a question. When coming up on tuna and throwing live bait, how long do you normally soak your bait for?
Ooh, not very long. Keep changing that bait. Keep it alive and fresh. If the bite really slows down in the night biting, you might leave it on there for a minute or 2 minutes. But when it's a hot bite and everybody's getting bit, cast it out there, let it swim off. You don't get bit, wind it in and put on a fresh one.
So it's a quick turnaround.
Yes.
Yep.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Harry Walker. Harry won a new AFCO bait net, looks like.
It is dope.
Yeah, very nice.
Hey, Harry.
Hi. Jack, I got to tell you, I was down at John Ireland's place in March, and I got to fish on his personal boat, and I got my two marlin and the first wahoo of the season with your gear.
Oh, it was
incredible. John has only your gear, I believe.
Yeah, but you're my new best friend now.
Thank you. My question is, it may be a little embarrassing. I'm sure other anglers have thought this on occasion, too. What actually constitutes the difference between inshore and offshore fishing?
I mean, I don't think that there. It's just a terminology Mark? Without a hard line. What would you say?
I agree. It's a terminology without a hard line. You know, I don't know if you want to take it to really inshore fishing is either along the shore fishing rooster fish or bottom fishing where you're in contact with the bottom. Mm-hmm. Would be more inshore. When you get further offshore where you're not metering the bottom with your meter, but we still consider that inshore when you're within in our location. We have a real sharp drop off really close to shore. We can be a mile offshore and be in 6,000 feet of water.
Gee.
But we the guys in the industry still consider that when you're listening to the Mexicans talk on the radio, Circularia, it's close to the edge. They still consider that inshore. When you're going out chasing tuna, you get 20 miles and beyond, then they would consider that offshore. But I just think it's a general terminology.
Yeah.
There's not.
But if somebody comes on GenRent and says, we want to fish inshore, you're going to generally fish roosters and others on
that
right along
thing,
the beach.
The other interesting.
And inshore can be like literally 10 feet off the beach.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's in 6 feet of water. It can be, you know, 8 feet of water we're catching rooster fish. But it's the same thing like where's the line between the Pacific Ocean and the Sea of Cortez? There really is no line between the Pacific Ocean and the Sea of Cortez.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Harry, thanks for coming down to El Cajon Ford. Michael Mayer, you're next up on the mic, but while we're waiting for Michael to come up, let's jump into the phone.
Sounds good, man. We're going to talk up next to Tony from San Marcos. Tony, good morning. Thanks for joining us here on Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, guys. I was going to actually go report on that marlin hooked up on the Sea Fork yesterday. I was on that boat. But it seems like everybody knows about it. So.
Pretty darn exciting day, though, I'm sure, Tony.
Yeah, absolutely. But not only the marlin, they're catching fish from the small ones to up to 40 pounds yesterday, the yellowtail.
Yeah, so, big yellows, right?
Big yellows. Big yellows rocking in the kelp. And then that marlin was hooked up just outside the kelp. Which was
unbelievable.
So crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That must have been quite an afternoon.
It was very exciting. But anyways, I do have a question. I'm going to be on that Let's Talk Hookup on the Shimano trip Friday on the San Diego. And I want to catch yellowfin on the popper. So what size do I need to try to target for that?
Mark, what do you think?
When the bite's on, you can throw a hot dog at him. It doesn't really make any difference.
I'll tell you a jig that's been really good this year. And, again, unfortunately, one of those things is not an easy lure to find. But Shimano came out with a new style of Orca poppers. And the Orca pencil popper is still definitely a good lure and still caught fish that came out last year. But they have a new kind of a flat-faced cupped popper. And they have two sizes, a larger one and a smaller one. That smaller one has been a really, really good popper.
Yeah, I saw them at Fisherman's Atlantic Tackle the other day. You had a few of them.
We had a few. They kind of come in and they go real quick again. But, you know, I would say just check down at Fisherman's, check all the local tackle stores. But the smaller size of the new Orca popper has been awesome. And for sure, again, that's one of those things that the color just couldn't make less of a difference.
Yeah.
It's chugging, it's popping, it's more of the motion. So if I was looking for a
popper, Williamson lure, that Williamson popper,
jet
popper, that one, that I really like that one. Licks a lot of noise.
That's in the bucket.
Nicely done, Dwayne.
No. Dwayne Patnew gets one in the bucket. All right. Thanks, Jack, for scaring me. All right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Michael Mayer is here.
How you guys doing?
I got
a couple questions. I've seen your new boat. It's a Vaquez?
Vaquera. Cowgirl.
How is that one set up different than Gen Ren, or is it the same fishing type of platform?
They're both 35 Cabo yachts, fly bridge. The outside is basically the same. It has the same cockpit. It has the same fly bridge. The inside of the boat is a little different design. The Vaquera, the galley setup is a little bit different. It has bunks for overnight trips where the Gen Ren 3 does not. And it has different motors. They're both electronic motors, but the Vaquera has 540s.
Whoa!
And the Gen Ren 3 has 380s. They both go as fast as you need to go. Vaquera is 12 years newer than Gen Ren 3, but putting them side by side,
you wouldn't know it.
Pretty hard to tell the difference.
Not the way you guys take care of equipment down there.
Now, I noticed you guys use that. Is it Momoi?
Yes.
The Floral and Mono.
Yeah, Diamond Floral, which is the same company, and Momoi line.
Momoi line.
Yes.
And I got another comment. I've seen the brand new poppers from Shimano. What a night.
Yeah, they're nice.
They're nice.
You got two of them? All right.
Nice.
Take them down there. Hey, thanks a lot for coming down. Appreciate that. Pablo is here. Oh,
yeah,
Pablo's casting,
cast.
So we won't make... How about Steve? Steve Bermudez.
Steve coming down the line
Steve
there.
So let's go ahead and jump in the phone while Steve's coming down the line.
Well, then we're going to talk to Kenny. Kenny's calling us from UTC this morning. Good morning, Kenny. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Yeah, good morning.
What's up, Kenny?
Yeah, I bought my first truck there in 1978, a Ford XLT Ranger.
1978, first Ford El Convoy. That's pretty darn cool, Kenny.
Wow, new truck.
Awesome.
Fantastic.
Yeah, those hammerhead sharks? Their head's designed so they can feed on stingrays. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
Neither did I.
I bet the stingray know it.
Modern sharks are okay.
Yeah, they're pretty weird-looking creatures.
I'd be more scared of a blue shark than a hammerhead, though.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
good comment, Kenny.
Thanks
we appreciate
a lot
it
for
very
the call
much.
This morning. All right, Steve is here. Came down all the way from L.A. Thanks for coming down.
All right,
Steve,
guys.
Alcohol
good to see you all. I got a question. The live bait situation down at East Cape, how is that doing? If we come to visit you, is bait already there, or is there any bait? What do you suggest?
The bait situation is pretty good right now. The Caballitos are really readily available. Caballitos, Hortolitos, that's a live bait. It's really weird that right now we're able to get mackerel.
That is weird, huh?
Sardinetta, that's a colder water bait.
Yeah.
But that kind of goes along. It's in the same area where we're catching the amberjack and the yellowtail. So that's weird. The live sardines, the smaller sardines are available some days, but a lot of days they're not. But what's really weird, the dead sardine, we're getting dead sardines. We can buy a big bag of dead sardines for $15, fresh sardines. And the tuna are biting the dead sardines, and the skipjack are biting the live sardines.
Okay.
It's weird. You're better off fishing with a dead sardine right now than you are than a live sardine. I had a guest bring 40 pounds, it's 20 kilos of Humboldt squid, frozen Humboldt squid, And we went down below there thinking we were going to murder them. I didn't bring any sardines. We just figured we'd kill them with the squid. And the fish didn't want it.
Because it's not there, right?
The squid is there. Because,
oh, it is?
Yeah, I caught a marlin the other day. It had a big tentacle hanging out of its mouth.
Really?
And there's a lot of the smaller squid around. It's floating at night. The bait guys tell me that it's floating when they're making the bait. But it's really weird. The fish just don't seem to want it, you know. And when we fillet the tuna, we're finding little micro baits in the tuna. We're not finding big baits. A big tuna, and you're finding little puffer fish, and you're finding little trigger fish, and langosta, and there'll be a whole ray of, in one fish, you'll find all these little baits.
These little baits.
They're not eating the big baits, so
wow.
it's kind of a strange deal, but that's what's happening. But so
is live bait provided, or is it? Or do we have to bring it down? Or, of course, not bring down live bait, but dead bait, or how do we do that?
Bait's not provided by anybody. You have to buy it.
Okay.
But the bait guys, the pongueros, are right in front of all the resorts. And what we do a lot of times, our guests will say, get the bait ahead of time. So we know we've made a game plan. We know what to do. When we pick them up on the dock, we've already got the bait for them so that we don't have to make that stop after we pick them up.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
And that kind of gives us the first shot at the bait, too, before it's picked over.
Right. It's a turnkey operation, General Sports Fishing. It's a good way to go, the East Cape.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. All right, Steve. Thanks for coming down to El Cajon Ford. Appreciate that. Pablo, you're up. How'd you do on the casting contest, Pablo?
Uh-oh.
Come on.
Shaking his head. That doesn't look good.
3 points? Is that not enough? Or there's
not enough. Not enough.
What's leading?
Four.
Four. Yeah. Oh, you were close.
I was there.
You're right in there. Four.
They got four at four.
Uh-oh, casting off.
We did. I lost. I had a question. Accurate.
Yes, sir.
These tuna around here, they're, 30, 40, up to whatever.
Yeah.
What's your really fine two speed for that size, and what size line would you put on there?
I would go with a BX2 500 or a 600 narrow. And, right now I'm fishing 30-pound. But that doesn't mean, on those reels you can fish 65-pound fluoro. Not fluoro, but what's that brand?
Right. Power Pro.
Power Pro, yes. And with that you can put 30, 40, 50, 60 pounds. But I would go with the Accurate BX 500. Be perfect for that.
Accurate, they don't make any rods, do they? Or?
We do.
Oh, you do.
We don't make them though. We have a brand name on it. Yeah, sure.
Oh.
Yeah.
What size rod would you use with that?
I would use our SR 30, 30-pound rod basically. Uh-huh. But the range, we don't do the heavy tuna sticks. We go up to about a 50-pound stick.
Yeah.
And for the 500 size reel, so it'd be our 30 size rod. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Pablo. Thanks for coming down. I want to remind you there are still a spot or two left on our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular. I know Mark's all booked up on Genran with all three boats in the tournament, but we've added another $1,000 in cash to the prize money, courtesy of Dave at Statewide Stripes. San Diego's premier striping company gave us a $1,000 check to give away, so we're going to do $1,000 from George Weir Asphalt and Escondido, $1,000 from Statewide Stripes and San Diego's premier striping company, and that's going to be a good time. October the 8th, call Palmas de Cortez and book a boat and book a room and come on down and join us. It's a perfect time of the year.
Totally. Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out what lucky guys got. All kinds of prizes we're giving away. We're giving away Maui Jim, trips on the Daily Double, lots of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Mark your calendar for the big event. The Longfin in Orange is having their annual Customer Appreciation Day, Saturday, September 12th. It's their biggest sale ever, with over 20 manufacturer representatives setting up booths in the Longfin parking lot, all bringing unbelievable sale prices. Meet representatives from Shimano and Power Pro and take advantage of unheard savings on selected Shimano products, including Shimano rods and reels, G. Loomis rods, and Power Pro lines. See what's new from Shimano, like the Terramar rod series. Get tremendous savings on fresh and saltwater tackle from every manufacturer. Bring your reel and get it serviced for free with minimum purchase. Plus, you can win big in the raffle with hundreds of giveaways. Unbelievable prices for this one-day-only sale. Saturday, September 12th from 7 to 7 at the Long Fin, 2730 East Chapman, just off the 55 freeway in Orange. For directions or more information, check out the website at thelongfin.com.
Are you feeling that itch to get out on the water? Come fishing on the American Angler and reacquaint yourself with some familiar faces and make new friends. Captain owners Brian Kiyohara and Sam Patella take pride in every aspect of the American Angler operation, from their loyal and trusted crew to the sashimi-grade fresh fish you'll take home. It's easy to find a vacation that fits your schedule. We have everything from day-and-a-half to 10-day trips and longer. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. We want you to become a part of the American Angler family.
The world's most amazing beauties are on their way, and touching is encouraged.
At the Lido Boat Show, September 17th through the 20th, with the finest collection of big boats on the West Coast for you to drool over.
Actually, please don't drool on me.
Free parking and shuttle service, low ticket prices, and if you find the boat of your dreams, finance there and bring her home.
I like decisiveness.
The Lido Boat Show, Lido Marina Village, Newport Beach, LidoBoatShow.com.
No matter the fishing conditions, count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material to help you catch more fish. Fluoro Premier has a smaller diameter with the highest break strength. Plus, it is super soft. When bites are tough, tie on Fluoro Premier. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And new Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions, giving you a little more visibility for better line control. Pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
XSRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
The best NFL coverage is right here.
Caught inside the pylon for a touchdown.
San Diego's sports leader, the Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner of the half-day trip for two aboard the Daily Double at a Point Loma Sport Fishing is going to JQ in Oceanside. JQ, congratulations. You are going to love fishing with Fred and the boys on the double.
All right, and to qualify the winners of the casting contest.
So we had a pretty good casting contest today. We had a couple new guys in there. George, he started off the day with four. And then we had Jeff, he got four as well, so they got first and second. And then our good buddy Dwayne, he got third place.
Nice job, Dwayne. Good job, boys.
All right, and so who is the qualifier? Who made the qualification?
And since last week Jeff qualified, we had George. He qualified.
George is going to qualify for the trip to Alaska trip that we've drawn tomorrow. And the random draw, Mark Rayer from Gen Ren Sport Fishing pulled the random draw, is Elva Mayer. Elva Mayer, that's you. All right, very good, Elva. You already won a grand prize. And you have a 1-in-8 chance to go to Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. So congratulations to you. And want to thank the Cowboy and Tommy P, all the great prizes for coming out there. Want to thank Ryan and Dave for doing the casting contest. And, of course, Adam in the studio and Dick and the Chief right here at El Cajon Ford. And call Paul, of course, Paul Dyke here at El Cajon Ford and Paul Leader from El Cajon Ford. Nobody beats El Cajon Ford, as Tony Gwynn used to say. And Jack Nielsen, Mark Rayer, Gen Ren Sport Fishing, thank you guys. I can't wait to go fishing with you at Palmas de Cortez, Mark. If somebody wants to book a trip with Gen Ren Sport Fishing, how do we do that?
You can call me at 310-308-5841. Or go to our website, teamgenren.com.
All right. We're looking forward to all the great reports and all the great fishing in the East Cape this fall. Fantastic time to get down there.
Thank you, Pete.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Jack, for being here. Enjoy your stay in the East Cape.
I will try.
All right.
Paradise, you know.
Very good. All right. And I certainly want to thank, Jeff Needham won the Maui Jim sunglasses. So congratulations to Jeff. He was the random draw there. And I want to thank all of you for coming out and supporting our San Diego County Ford Dealers events. We very much appreciate you doing this. And thank you for listening to Let's Talk Hookup and everything our listeners do for Let's Talk Hookup. And we'll be back tomorrow morning, 7 and 9 a.m., in the Mighty 1090 studios. Again, the East Cape with Mr. John Ireland, fresh back from the East Cape from Rancho Leonero, 7 and 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll see you right back here on the Mighty 1090.